you're going to see then and understand when we take the Bible, says you're going to find out this is all true. Well, I said, that's a help. Yeah, he said, it'll be a help to you, especially. And so he played them tapes about two or three times, I think, at different times. You know. And we take the Bible and go in there, me and him would, at the kitchen, his kitchen. And we sat down and have a Bible study. And I just love that. So he bring me around to the points, and the Bible would talk to me, you know, out of the Bible. And I begin to see something another that I didn't have. I saw a rest day coming up, which is the Sabbath day, the seventh day of the week. But it was coming in on me, and I saw it was that. And he said, "What you?" I said, "I see something." He said, "What you see, Brother Rich?" I said, "I see two rest days." I said, "The Bible says it's another rest day." I had some. One of my parents always wrote to me, you know. Well, bless their heart, they didn't know. Heaven and all. And so he said, "What you going to do about that now?" I said, "Well, all I see to do, Brother Will." I said, "I'm on." Remember what I said? "I'm going to keep both days." And I was just as happy as a lark, the old saying. And I come home that night feeling better than I ever had in my life. But I couldn't get away from Sundays. I didn't see no way then, see. He said, "You're coming on back and study with me some more." I said, "I'll be back, boy, till you say yes." I said, "Yes." And so I came back. And after a while, I saw where there wasn't but one precious rest day for man on earth. And not for one man, but the whole university, God's green earth. And it's truth by the Bible. And so I'd rather follow the Bible than man. And so that's where that's how come me where I'm at.
Yeah.
And I've been happy that I did ever since, because it's the truth all the way. There's no way around it. I used to hear him in the Freehold, he sang a little song about too high to go over, too low to go under, too big to go around, you must go in at the door. And I found the door. I believe with all my heart. I found the door, the right door. And I went in. And I've been in ever since. It's great, I can't hardly talk about it. It's one of the best movements I've ever been in my life. Now don't get me wrong, we got people that's neglected. Me, I guess, for one of them. I'm not near as close as I need to be to Jesus, and I never will be, I reckon. I tell you, if I can just make it like Enoch and the other prophets was transferred, then I'll be getting real close to Jesus. Although I can become to be fully preserved, both soul and body, and I can become to be perfect as the Father which is in heaven is perfect. I'm on my way, and that's all I can tell you. I ain't made it there. I'm on my way. I'm doing all I know to do. I'm trying to do all I know to do. I say it like I can. There's nothing I can do within myself. It's all in the Lord, you know.
What does Sabbath mean exactly to a Seventh-day Adventist?
Sabbath. It's the seventh day of the week.
Which is
Sabbath. Day of the week. According to the Bible, Sunday is the first day of the week. I don't know how many of the darling preachers have told me this. Yeah, Sunday is the first day of the week. But they're not doing nothing about it, you see. Or I don't think they are. In heart they may be. I don't know your heart. I just know the tree by the fruit you bear. Praise the Lord. And that's all I know.